Saga Kids presents PJ Masks, Carly and Kartoka. Read by Alex Jordan. Part 1. Amaya, Connor and Greg are walking home from school, talking about what they did last night as PJ Masks.
"Did you see me last night?"
Connor asks them. He was super fast and proud of it.
"Guess what I'm going to be tonight? Let's think.
Oh yeah,
fast too."
He runs towards a bench and jumps on it.
"It isn't night yet, no rush,"
Amaya replies.
"Oh, this isn't rushing,"
he says, standing proud atop the bench.
"Wait until I get my cat car and my super cat speed."
Suddenly, they realize that all the cars on the street have been stripped of different car parts.
"Definite nighttime villain activity,"
Amaya says.
"You cat speeded right past it."
"Someone is taking all the wheels and other parts too,"
Greg exclaims, worried.
"And check out these tracks,"
Amaya adds. Connor is eager to get going and seems to have it all figured out.
"Yeah, yeah, Romeo's lab," he says and continues. "He's stealing stuff to build stuff that does bad stuff. Time for us to do our stuff."
Amaya inspects the tire tracks on the ground. They don't match the tires on Romeo's lab.
"Has he built a whole new vehicle?"
Greg asks.
"If he has, it won't get far. My super fast cat car will be on its tail," Connor says. "PJ Masks, we're on our way. Into the night to save the day," they all exclaim.
Night in the city, and a brave band of heroes is ready to face fiendish villains to stop them messing with your day. Amaya becomes Owlette. Greg becomes Gecko. Connor becomes Catboy.
"The PJ Masks," they all exclaim.
Inside the PJ Masks headquarters, PJ Robot is tapping on a giant screen, trying to fix the picture player.
"What's up, PJ Robot?" Catboy asks.
PJ Robot replies with a frustrated sigh and shows them the blurred images.
Something is zooming around the city too fast for them to see what it is. Gecko looks at the screen in awe. "Gasping geckos! That is quick! Can't even see it on the picture player,"
he exclaims. Catboy approaches the cat car. "Leave it to me."